Hello, I'm Bruce Dumont. On Friday night, September 29th, 1967, Jim O'Toole, White Sox left-hander, and I recorded our play-by-play description of the game between the White Sox and Washington Senators. The play-by-play description of Major League Baseball was a first for both Jim and myself. It was a crucial game for Chicago, a game that eventually eliminated them from the 1967 American League pennant race. We now respectfully submit our play-by-play account to you for your comments and suggestions. Here are highlights from our presentation.
First three batters will be Cullen the shortstop, Hank Allen the center fielder, and Howard the left fielder. Tommy John, as we said, 10 wins, 11 defeats, 1-1 against the Senators. Earlier in the year, Tommy John defeated the Washington Senators 6-0 on the 13th of June. He then came back and lost on August 29th by a score of 3-0. His only other start was on the 15th of April, and there was no decision. The Sox later went on to lose the ballgame. Here is Cullen, the shortstop, a .238 batter. Two home runs, 31 RBIs, a right-handed batter. A number one on his traveling Grays. Play ball by Tate Johnson, and we're ready to go. Big ball game, as we all know it. The White Sox lose any of their three remaining games, it's all over. It's do or die. The best they can do is a tie. Swing and a ground ball left side. Kenny Boyer's got it easily. The peg on to McCraw. And McCraw cannot hang on to the ball. Let's see what they call it. The ball was thrown to Tommy McGraw. Looked just like it went off his glove. They have charged the error to McCraw. Dropping the ball. Here comes Allen, center fielder, .240 batting average, three home runs, 17 RBIs. Well, maybe it's just as well we can get those out of the way right off the bat, so to speak, and go on. Let's get two now. So the first pitch of the ball game was swung on, tapped weakly to the left side, and Boyer's throw to McCraw got away. It'll be an error on McCraw. The pitch to the plate, swinging a ground ball, could be two. Hanson to his left, got it, over to second for one, to first. Buford throws the ball away, and it goes into the Senator dugout. It looked like it was going to be an easy double play ball, and there will be another error on that one. That is an error on Buford. Error four. Two men on, one out. Here's Valentine. Valentine, .231 batting average, 10 home runs. 41 runs batted up. Fred Valentine. Fellow who had quite a night a couple of nights ago over in Baltimore. As we said, this ball game means a lot to the Chicago White Sox, needless to say, but it means a lot to Washington, too, because as we said, they can finish as high as sixth place, and they would beat out the world champion Orioles. Outside pitch taken from a ball, ball one. That means quite a bit, right, for a ball club like the Washington Senators to finish out and beat the world champions, finish a couple of games ahead of them, especially when the Orioles and the Indians, who are all knotted up there, are playing tomorrow. Pitch to the plate, inside, knocks him back, and it's ball two, no strikes.
Not only that, Bruce, this fifth place money is a little bit to go for too. It might be $400 or $500 to these ball players. And anytime there's money on it, going on to the last, if you only have to win two ball games or something like that to qualify for fifth place, you'll see everyone bearing down out there, and especially against the first division ball club.
That's right. And the second division has had a picnic the last couple of weeks, taking low, and it's ball three.
Tommy seems like he's throwing the ball real well out there. He's just having his problems moving the ball around. He's missing the corners by a few inches, and I'm sure after he gets started, he'll be all right, because I don't think I've ever seen him throwing any harder. He's really throwing the ball real good tonight.
Well, this is the biggest ball game of his career. I don't think there's any question about it. Ball three to the plate. On the corner, it was a strike. Strike one. Hank Allen on at second base, Frank Howard on at first. One out, we're in the first inning. No score in the ballgame. Cleanup batter, Fred Valentine at the plate. The pitch, swing and a pop, right side. McCraw's over, he's not going to get to it. But he really gave it a try. And we're full at 3-2. The outfield is playing around to the left in fairly deep, although right fielder Colavito is in quite a bit in right field. Langham to pull the ball. Agee has swung a little bit over to the left in center field. New York 1, Kansas City nothing in the bottom of the seventh in New York. McMahon is warming up in the bullpen. We've got a full count. Let's watch the base runners. There they go, swinging a base hit to left field. One runner is going to score. Howard is going to stop at second. And a base hit, a line shot just to the left and out of the reach of Kenny Boyer. And Washington has gone ahead 1-0. That'll bring up Ken McMullen, another former Dodger. 243 batting average, 16 home runs, 66 RBIs. Good ball player. Real top-notch ball player, number two on his traveling Grays. So Valentine now on at first, Howard on at second. Still only one out and the pitch to the plate. Swing and a pop off to the right side out of play, strike one. Berry in left, Agee in center, Colavito in right. Boyer, Hanson, Buford, and LaCroix, third to first. John on the mound, J.C. Martin behind the plate. From the belt to the plate, the pitch inside, and we're even at a ball and a strike. In the National League, Atlanta leads the National League pennant-clinching St. Louis Cardinals 1-0. St. Louis batting in the fourth at Atlanta. Pittsburgh leads Houston 3-0 in the fifth at Pittsburgh. Cubs leading Cincinnati 1-0, Cincy batting in the fifth at Cincinnati. 1-1 pitch to the plate. Swinging a ground ball. Could be two. Hanson's got it. Over to second for one. The first. Double play. In the inning. One run. One hit. Two White Sox errors. And the score, as we go to the White Sox half of the first inning, is the Washington Senators. One run. One hit. The White Sox are now coming to bat. You know, fans, if you've been listening to the game tonight with one hand and worrying about that pile of bills on the other, well, tonight you can forget about all your money worries for good. That's because you can call Friendly Bob Adams at General Finance right now for a loan. That's right, Friendly Bob, the loan by phone. He's a specialist, man, and he's waiting for your call tonight and during all White Sox night baseball games. You can get a loan from Friendly Bob for $25 up to $5,000, and all it takes is one quick phone call. So call Andover 3-2020 right now. That's Andover 3-2020. Friendly Bob Adams is always ready to help you out. So why not make that call right now during this ball game? Call Andover 3-2020 during this ball game and all White Sox night baseball games. You'll be glad you did. Defensively for the Washington Senators, Frank Howard is in left field, Hank Allen in center, Fred Valentine in right, McMullen, who just hit into that double play at third base, Cullen, a rookie at shortstop, Frank Gosgens, another rookie at second base, Big Epstein over here at first base, Phil Ortega, the pitcher, and the catcher is Paul Casanova, a real hot shot catcher. LaCroix, left-handed batter, number 24. Missed quite a few key ball games this year, not because he didn't want to play. It's because the Indiana National Guard wanted to use his services for a weekend. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Washington leads 1-0. Pitch to the plate. Inside, we're full at 3-2. The Senators with one run on one hit. No errors. The White Sox, no runs, no hits, and two errors. On the first two batters up, White Sox infield errors. The run was unearned in the first. Swinging a base hit to left field. Nice hit. Reached out for an outside fastball and drilled it right into left field. Here's Colavito. Rocky Colavito, 228 batter. Eight home runs. 49 RBIs. Ortega with a new ball now, looking over LaCroix at first base. LaCroix is standing right on the bag at the moment. Stewart, the umpire behind the plate. Sore at first, Stevens at second, and Neudecker at third. To the plate. Swing and a base hit to left field. Howard racing over. LaCroix is going to dig in for third. Here's the throw. And out. He's going to be safe. Solovito stopped at first base. McCraw went around to third. And Howard, as he raced over to his right and picked up the ball, he hesitated. He didn't know where to throw the ball. But he threw it into second base, and Colavito stayed right at first. So with runners now on first and third and two outs, that'll bring up Kenny Boyer. Boyer, a 2-6-7 hitter. He has four home runs, 21 RBIs. White Sox coming up with two hits here in the first inning. Kenny Boyer, long a star in the National League, who's played excellent baseball with the White Sox. Ortega now with two men on to the plate to Boyer. Swinging a ground ball, left side, McMullen's got it. The short throw to second for a force out on Colavito. So in the inning for the White Sox, no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left. The score at the end of one full inning of play, the Washington Senators one run on one hit, the Chicago White Sox no runs and two hits. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the White Sox fans here, very cold, very chilly, but a lot of spirit, a lot of fight left in them. They're standing up for the bottom of the seventh inning. Kenny Boyer, Ron Hanson, and J.C. Martin to lead them off. Boyer tonight 0 for 2, bounced out twice, once to the second baseman and once to the first baseman. Seventh inning, come on, Kenny, let's get something started. A happy birthday to Billy Cortez on the Soxogram. Well, come on, let's give Billy Cortez a happy birthday present and bomb one out. Kenny, let's go. A pitch to the plate, swinging a fly ball, hit deep to center field, but center fielder Allen is going to be in the track deep for it, and he takes it for the out. There's the announcement. Pete Ward, a left-handed batter, a power boy, one of the top power hitters on this club in many, many years. He's got a little help this year with Colavito and Boyer coming over, but for many, many years, Jim, before you were with the club, this is the guy who really carried us in the power department. And this is the wildness in late innings that Jimmy O'Toole mentioned at the outset of the ballgame. Let's hope that the White Sox now can capitalize on it as they've got two back-to-back walks with two outs in the seventh. The pitch to Ward. Swinging a foul off here to the left, and it's strike one. Ortega has walked three men all in the last two innings, and two here back-to-back in the seventh. He led off the ball game with consecutive strikeouts of Adrian Buford, struck out Barry in the second inning, three strikeouts, three walks. Come on, White Sox, let's take advantage now. Everybody swung around to the right and deep for Pete Ward, 18 home runs. No balls, one strike, Ortega. From the waist, the pitch to the plate. Checked his swing, but the umpire said he went all the way around and it's strike two. No balls, two strikes. So Ward now in the hole, 0-2. Tommy Agee swinging a bat over here to the left in the White Sox on deck circle. A big, big pitch coming up. The no ball, two strike pitch to Ward. To the plate, swing and a miss. He struck him out. A key strikeout of Pete Ward with two men on and two outs here in the seventh inning. So for the White Sox in the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two walks, two men left. And the score at the end of seven full innings of play at Chicago, the Washington Senators one run, four hits, and one error. The Chicago White Sox, no runs, three hits, and two errors.
If you like a glass of beer, chances are you like more than one. And the name for that kind of beer is Pure Brewed Old Style. It's pure brewing that makes Old Style so easy to stay with glass after glass. Pure brewing is twice brewing. It's more costly and takes a little extra time, sure. And many of today's brewers just don't bother. But that second brewing makes Old Style real beer from the first good gulp right down to that last sip. The extra long months of brewing, the natural carbonation, and the pure spring water that trickles down from Canada all add up to a real beer that satisfies the way beer was originally intended to. There's no modern shortcuts or brewing gimmicks. In fact, G. Heilemann hasn't changed so much as a bubble of its beer in over 118 years. And that's why it's so light and likable. It's twice brewed. Pure Brewed Old Style from the G. Heilemann Brewing Company in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
We have now reached the most important half inning in the 1967 season. It will be Ken Boyer, Hanson, and Martin. The White Sox at the moment are one out away from elimination in the 1967 American League pennant race. But this ball game is not over yet. I remember oh so well a couple of weeks ago when J.C. Martin against Cleveland hit a big home run to win the ball game. Come on, J.C., let's tie it. He takes it for a strike. Strike one. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Senators on top, 1-0. They scored it in the first, and they've hung on all the way. The 0-1 pitch to Martin. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2.
What a rip. He's really going for it.
No balls, two strikes to J.C. Martin.
Let's see that scoreboard go up one time, J.C.
Boy, this place would go wild. They'd tear out seats if J.C. could get a hold of one now. The 0-2 pitch to Martin. The pitch, low, and it's a ball. Ball one, strike two. J.C. Martin, number 10, knocking the sand and dirt out of his cleats. Left-handed batter. He appears to be cool and calm. We don't know if he is or not. One ball, two strike. Right-hander Ortega, the pitch to the plate, high, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Kenny Berry in the on-deck circle over here to our left, hoping, playing for a chance to bat against Ortega here in the bottom of the ninth. A 2-2 pitch to Martin. Swing and a miss. The Senators win. And the Chicago White Sox, ladies and gentlemen, have been eliminated from the 1967 American League pennant race. That was strikeout number 6 for Ortega. He has pitched a fine ball game here tonight. And the White Sox, very dejectedly, of course, going into their clubhouse. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 60 seconds with a recap on this game.